Scholastic Audio presents Main Street Book 2, Needle and Thread, written by Anne Martin, read by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1, Autumn in Camden Falls. On a September day, the last day of summer vacation for the children of Camden Falls, Massachusetts, a chilly breeze blew through town.
"Good gravy, it's cool this morning,"
Min Reed exclaimed to her granddaughters as they stepped outside.
"I think I need to grab a sweater. Are you two going to be warm enough?"
"Yup,"
Flora and Ruby answered. And Ruby added,
"We don't need sweaters."
As Min hurried back inside, the girls danced through the carpet of acorns on the sidewalk in front of the row houses, where they lived with their grandmother.
"Are you nervous about tomorrow?" Flora asked her sister.
"About starting school?"
Flora nodded.
"A little,"
admitted Ruby. She would be starting fourth grade, and Flora would be starting sixth.
"But I'm not going to think about that. I'm trying to memorize all the songs from Annie. That's my goal."
"Your goal for what?" asked Flora.
"Just my goal, in case I'm ever asked to audition for a production of the show. It could happen, you know."
Then, seeing the expression on Flora's face, she added hurriedly,
"Well, it could."
"I didn't say it couldn't."
"You were thinking it."
"How do you know what I was thinking?"
"Girls,"
said their grandmother as she emerged from their house wearing a sweater she had knitted herself.